Fitzpatrick from Brickens. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
That's good. You're tuned in and enjoying yourself.
What?
You're tuned in and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Good girl. What age are you, Caroline?
11.
11, so you're still going to national school?
Yes.
And have you any idea what you'd like to do when you grow up?
No.
Not a clue in the world of God?
No.
Not even a small little bit of a hint, Ian?
No.
A nurse?
No.
A teacher?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
A farmer?
No,
all right, so, well, we better leave it there. What type of hangman have you got, Caroline?
A pop group.
A pop group? Are they English?
I don't know.
Are they Irish?
I don't know what they're.
Do they live in this world at all?
Yeah.
Well, at least we're getting somewhere anyway. They are a pop group.
Yeah.
Do we play their records on Midwest from time to time?
I don't know.
Have they ever appeared on Top of the Pops?
I don't know.
You're not giving anything away, are you, Caroline? You don't want me to win this, do you?
No.
I thought that. How many letters in this pop group's first name?
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. And their second name?
Seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Is that it?
Yeah.
Good. All right. How about an E, Caroline?
The sixth letter in second name.
Sixth letter, second name. Right?
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it.
N.
The last letter in the first name.
The last letter in the first name is N. That's it?
Yeah.
O.
O. There's no O.
No O.
No.
Right. A.
The second letter in his first name.
Second letter, first name.
And the third letter in his second name.
Good. Third letter. Good. L.
L. The first letter in his first name. The first name.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is unusual, I'll tell you. R.
R. The fourth letter in the second name.
Fourth letter in the second name.
And the last letter in the second name.
And the last letter in the second name. Pop singer.
A pop group.
A pop group. Or a pop group, right? Famous pop group. The old butterflies are back again in the tum tum. What shall I go for at all? L. Oh no, I've done L. M.
M.
Any
M.
M.
There's no M.
No M.
M.
Sugar. How about an S?
S.
No S. No S either. Ooh. Three chances gone. T.
T.
Yes.
The third letter in the first name.
Third letter in the first name. I'll tell you, that was a close one.
And the fifth letter in the second name.
And the fifth letter in the second name.
Yeah.
I.
The fourth letter in the first name.
Right.
That's it.
Well, we have the first name creeled anyway. Latin. Latin, blank, blank, A-R-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Something Arthur.
Huh?
Something, Latin, something Arthur.
Yeah.
It's Harley Starter.
Huh?
Will I chance it? Oh, no, I won't. All right. Yeah, okay. I've seen it. I was going to say Latin Starter. Something for Fiat cars. what will I go for at all? Oh, heck. Two chances left. Settle down now, relax. Let me relax for a minute. Latin. Two passes for Big Tom riding on this one. Latin. Oh, what'll we do? It's 20 minutes to 6 for your information, by the way. We try and kill time here for a minute. Latin. What'll I go for at all? Two letters to get.
Yeah.
And the last five letters are A R T E R. Oh. I don't know. C.
What?
C.
C.
Yeah.
There's no C.
Oh, one more chance. Oh, it's hurting me. What shall I go for? I better say something quickly. this is the worst one ever. B. B.
No B.
Oh, what are those two letters?
Q and U.
Oh, heck. Oh, we should have got that one. Latin Quarter. Oh, sugar. I often heard of that group as well. Oh, heck. Well done, Caroline. You caught us out this time, I'll tell you. What would you like? Two passes to the cinema, two passes to Big Tom, or a musical tape by John and Seamus?
Two passes to Big Tom.
Yes. All right. Well, you can talk to Barbara and she'll fill you in on the details about how you can get those, okay?
Okay.
Would you like to say hello to some people, Caroline?
I'd like to say hello to my mother and father and to my brother and my two sisters and my cousin Barbara.
Yes.
And
I thought as much.
Everybody that knows me.
And everybody that knows you.
Yes.
Okay, Caroline.
Okay.
Stay on the line and talk to our Barbara and she'll give you details of your passes. Thanks very much. Bye-bye to you. There we are. Caroline Fitzpatrick from Brickens. And didn't she catch us out badly, I'll tell you, with Latin Quarter, above all things. And we should have got that Q and the U, but that's the way it goes. Billy Joe, are you ready to sing a song for us? Good girl yourself. Billy Joe has the blanket on the ground. She doesn't care about hangmen, I'll tell you. We'll be back with you again in a few minutes.
The window, that big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the
That's a great singer, Billy Joe Spears, and Blanket on the Ground. Few things that came into our buy and sell corner this afternoon, and we promised we'd give them a brief mention, although it's not the usual format, but still, no harm in mentioning them once or twice. Wanted a 9-tie buck rake in good condition, not a push-off buck rake, mind, and if you've got any of those that you want to sell, give us a ring. Free to good home for two adorable white kittens. Met's tuition available to students up to Leaving Cert Honours level. The classes will be held in the Parish Centre Castlebar on Saturday, starting on October the 24th. Small classes, telephone 09. 09460145 for enrollment. Now, what we mean by small classes is that it will be groups of small people taking part, so therefore the tuition should be more concentrated. A small black and white collie strayed into a house in the Tibohin area, and the collie recently had pups. If you know anything about this dog, give us a buzz here at Midwest Radio. Let me see if I've got my pub roundup. Barbara, have we got my pub roundup there anywhere? And I finish it off. Good on you. When we get the pub roundup now, I want to give you a few more pubs because time is ticking by, slowly but surely. Now, where are we at all here? Good on you. Thanks, Barbara. Get more pubs done. We had Julian's done. We had the Maple Leaf done. We had the Squealing Pig and Costello's done. So we'll start now at Lohan's Lounge in Manila, where tonight they've got the Night Runners. On Sunday, it's Roots. Tuesday, they've got a big social native Spina Bifida with music by Dan the Street Singer. And they've got cards every Wednesday and darts in the front bar on Saturday. Frank O'Reilly's Lounge in the heart of Ballyvari. On Saturday, music with Rainbow. And on Sunday, it's the D-Team. The Kingsbridge Inn in Castle Bar. Saturday, music and dancing with the Phase Band. On Sunday, music and dancing with the Exploits. They've got hot lunches and a wide variety of hot and cold food served all day, every day, at very competitive prices. The Lochmask Inn in Tormicady on Sunday the 18th, direct from his US tour. It's the Singing Cowboy. On Sunday the 25th, Country Fever. And they've got card games every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for great prizes. Coming on Saturday the 31st, the D-Team. So for a great lineup of entertainment and comfortable atmosphere, why not call to the Lochmask Inn in Tormicady. The Sunflower Lounge in Castlebar on Saturday, Mick Cuff. On Sunday, Sean Hegarty. And Monday night, they've got Mick Cuff back again. The Weaver's Inn in Castlebar on Saturday, Bobby McCaffrey and his band. And on Sunday, the Melody Folk. Mooney's of Ballinrobe, where on Saturday they've got the Brady Bunch. On Sunday, it's Pádraig Kearney. On Monday, they've got a darts competition. And Tuesday next, a 25 drive for chickens and bacon. Tom's House in Charlestown on Thursday, the 22nd of October, a charity play the game competition for the O'Dwyer Cheshire Home. And all teams of four are welcome to participate. However, if you are participating in the old charity game, then you might get in contact with Tom's House before the night. Please do, because it's important that they know you, whether or not you're taking part. All right, I think we can move on with the requests and dedications. Hello now to Jacqueline Webb from 41 Tourerie in Ballyhonus, who will be 21 years old tomorrow, we're told. And this comes in from all our friends in Galway, especially those who were celebrating with her last night. And it's also from her own family right here in Ballyhonus. Well, we've got a nice one on for you, Jacqueline. It comes from Margot's new LP. It's something called Home Is Where You're Happy.
Home is where you're happy. Maybe. guess I'll feel at home as long as you're with me.
That's a nice one from Margot. And of course Margot was on Live at 3 yesterday, and I'm told that she went down a storm there. It's what time? It's 8 minutes to 6 o'clock, and I was just picking up the phone off the hook because I have a few fellas on from England, from Birmingham above all places, that want to have a few words with us, and didn't the phone fall on the floor? So as I'm talking to you, let me pick up the phone and get organised and get ready here to say good afternoon, callers from Birmingham. Hello callers from come in Birmingham, over Birmingham. This
hello
is Ballyhonus calling. Hello Dan. Hello Dan.
How the hell is your...
How are things?
Not too bad.
That's good. I'm delighted to see that you're in good form.
How do you know that I am or not?
Well, I hope you are anyway. Michael Conlon tells me that you're in A1 form. And that you're gone mad over there.
Well, how about AB? Will that do?
AB will be near enough.
That'll have to do then.
How did you survive the stormy weather then?
Just got over it.
And was it bad up in Birmingham on Thursday night?
Not that bad, no.
Was it not?
Other the tail end of it.
Other parts of England really suffered, didn't they?
Huh?
Other parts of England, the southern parts of England really suffered.
Oh, they did indeed, yeah.
Particularly in London, I'd say.
It's very bad down there.
Hmm, that's great. How is all the Irish people over there?
They're all right.
That's good.
Better than I am, myself.
Everybody is in good form.
Oh, they couldn't be better.
That's great. Now, you want to play a dedication for some people, isn't that right, Dan?
Well, I do, but there's another chap here that wants to say something as well, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Who is this man?
He'll tell you himself.
All right, well.
So he will when he comes on. He's a friend of mine, and I tell you, anyone that'll be listening, they'll know
who
I'm referring to.
Right, well, we'll wait for him, so it'll be a surprise for
you're
us.
You're tearing like hell. What the hell is up with you?
Am I tearing? I don't know. What's wrong with me here? You're coming in loud and clear here, then, let me tell you.
That's all right, then.
You're coming in loud and clear. So
can
now.
I start?
What? You can go ahead.
From brother Johnny.
Yes.
Wife Kathleen. All the family. Thanks for all the letters since they came back. All the phone calls as well. I'll send you on the writing paper, understand, next week. especially for Pat McWalter, Mary and Martin in Castlereagh.
Yes.
Nora Jennings and Martin in Gorcheen. Anne Jennings and family in Gorcheen.
Yes.
To Bridie and Tom Cassidy, to thank them for everything they've done for us when we were at home.
Great.
To Annie MacDonald, Willie, Noah and Connor, to Mike and Maura and family, and to Tommy and Molly.
Good man yourself.
You got all that.
Everybody is included there.
I'm going to hand you over to another man, and if Mrs. Coffey in Tullahorn is anywhere or about, tell her to keep her ears open.
Right, okay.
Hang on.
Okay, let's see who we're going to say hello to now next. I'm always half afraid, but I always like a surprise.
Hello,
as well. Hello, who is this?
All right.
I have
this is Frank Atkins here.
Frank Atkins.
Birmingham.
Birmingham, how are you doing, Frank?
Not so bad. You're very faint.
Am I faint? Is that any better?
Yes, a little bit.
That's good. Well, all I can say is that you are coming in loud and clear here on this end.
Oh, good.
And
good.
I suppose that's the important thing. So
the reason why I wanted to have a chat with you is to get a request played for Jerry Coffey.
Fine.
821 today.
Oh, great.
I don't know if he's in Tullahorn or whether he's in Kerry.
I would imagine he's in Tullahorn, because as far as I know, he has
good.
Finished in Kerry
also,
now.
Also, Seamus, he had his birthday also this week.
Yes.
I think he's 19.
That's right. So the important one, though, is Jerry, who's 21.
That's right.
I think I know you now, Frank. I know who you are.
Oh, yes.
I was a bit surprised at the moment, but
the name
matches the face now, says you. So there was no chance that you could have made it home for the big celebration, Frank?
No. I was over there in, July.
All right.
So and it's a bit difficult getting back when you're...
That's true.
...busy working, you know?
This time of year in particular.
But, it's just to wish him the best for his 21st, and also... Wish him all the best in his new venture.
Good man yourself.
I think you probably know what it is.
I do. Surely he's doing quite well in his new venture. He's doing well. And
I'd like to also send greetings to Mary herself.
Yes.
And Sean.
Yes.
Not forgetting the big fella.
Yes. And all the people that know you around the Grand Lahan area, I presume.
Oh, yes. Mary Birmingham.
Yes.
And family.
Yes.
Joe Burke and his wife and family.
Yes.
In Tullahorn.
Yes.
The Finnegans. I think in Ballybairn, is it?
Ballybeg.
That's right.
Ballybeg, yes.
And also, I'd like to say hello to my sister Marie down in near Castle Plunkett.
Right.
Mrs. McDermott.
Yes.
And her son Marty.
Fine.
You probably know Marty.
I do, yes.
Marty McDermott.
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much, Frank.
You're very welcome.
Any chance you'd sing Happy Birthday now before you finish?
I'm not able to sing.
You won't join in three-part harmony there. I know Conlon has an eye for the music and an ear for the music. So you're as well to join in. Get the two fellas up to the phone there and join in and wish them happy birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Right, go down.
Come on,
get them over there to the phone.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Come on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gerard. Happy birthday to you.
Lovely job. A nice way to go out.
Hold the line for 1 second. I think Mr. Coffey wants to have a brief word with you.
Right.
Okay, the best
right.
of luck to you.
Good man. Thanks very much, Frank. God bless. Goodbye. Now, Michael.
Jerry, you're still there?
I'm here, surely, Dan.
There's one more I want to say hello to.
Yes?
We were on the phone a few minutes to her.
Yes?
And if he doesn't want to say it himself, I'll say it for him. I love you, Marion. Now you can have him back again.
I was waiting for that to come through all right.
Well,
yes, Michael, how are you?
How's it now, Jerry?
Not so bad, thanks. You're keeping very quiet for a change this evening.
Huh?
You're keeping very quiet for a change this evening.
I'm keeping very quiet.
What's the chances on the awards concert? You won't fly over. You won't fly over in the executive jet for the awards concert, will you?
Well, no, but I'll probably talk to you on the night.
Good man yourself. That'd be great.
Yeah. It's I'm sorry that I can't make it.
But you will talk to us on the night.
I will definitely.
Good
yeah.
man. It's the 28th of October, Michael.
Yeah.
And it's starting at 9:30.
Yeah.
So any time after 9:30, you'll be safe enough to ring.
Okay. It's coming on live, is it?
It is. Yes. And do you know what we've done as well this time?
Yeah.
You know that lady up in Dublin? I think you call her Madame Tussaud. She's the lady that makes these wax models.
Yeah, well, she's in London, actually.
Well, oh, is it in London? She has a branch in Dublin, then, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's coming up to Angela's time. I have to let you go now in a minute. But what we've got her to do is make a wax model of you. and we've got a dress suit and everything.
That's impossible.
And we're going to put you up on stage on the night.
Yeah.
And we'll have a red candle lit to you in your in your honour. Okay, Michael, I better let you go because it's almost Angela's time.
Okay, Jerry.
Thanks an awful lot. A pleasure talking
to you.
Hold
on 1 second now.
Yes?
Jerry, this is Frank back again.
Yes, Frank.
There's one man I forgot to mention, and I know if I don't mention his name, he's going to kill me, and that's Stephen Tracy in Castlereagh.
Good man.
Okay.
Okay, Frank.
Thanks indeed. And if you are doing a record if you can do a country record.
I will, of course.
Stephen likes the old country stuff, and myself.
With pleasure, Frank.
Okay, then.
God bless.
God bless you.
Goodbye, and thanks very much. Goodbye. There we are. Three lovely fellas from Birmingham. The great pity about it is that we're not strong enough signal-wise to be over there with them, because I'm sure they really would appreciate it. But I hope all those many, many people that they mentioned are tuned in and that you enjoy that request and dedication. Exactly 6 o'clock, time for our Angelus and our commercial break. Uptown Girl is a must. A warm, friendly smile greets you, whether you are just browsing or buying a baby present. A young man looking for an army jacket, an average-sized lady looking for a wedding outfit, or a fuller figure up to size 26 looking for a raincoat. Yes, whatever the age or occasion, you will be satisfied at Uptown Girl Ballinrobe, where quality at an affordable price matters most. That's Uptown Girl Ballinrobe, telephone 092-41160.
Due to the renovation of their furniture premises, Connolly Brothers Main Street in Castlereagh have to clear all their existing stock of furniture, lighting, bedding, carpets and occasional items. This is a genuine clearance sale, starting on Tuesday the 20th of October, running for 3 weeks only. Some of the bargains available are as follows. 3 foot single beds, only £55. 4 foot six beds, £99. Bedside lockers, £12.95. And double wardrobes from £79. Large reductions of dressing tables, chests, bedroom stools and chairs. They have a plain brown three-piece suite, which was £555, now only £499. And three-seater Queen Anne suites were £495, now only £420. So hurry along for these genuine clearance bargains at Connolly Brothers Main Street in Castlereagh. They are open 9 to 6, 6 days weekly, and they have a free delivery service. That's Connolly Brothers Main Street in Castlereagh.
Have you heard about the giant clearance sale at Brennan's of Castlebar from the 16th to the 30th of October? Well, Brennan's of Market Square and Castlebar are now in a position to offer a genuine clearance sale. All stocks must clear regardless of cost to make way for winter stocks. And here are a few of the examples of the never-to-be-repeated prices. Bedside lockers from £10. Continental headboards at £55. 4'6" steep-based van beds at £98. Trailer headboards from £15 upwards. Teak table and four chairs at just £130. For the handyman, well, Brennan's have the full range of tools and DIY. With Stanley Express hand saws at £13, oil stones at £4.50, 8-inch adjustable wrenches at £5.60, and Bushman saws at just £4. For the housewife and farmer, well, you are not forgotten at Brennan's, with 1 pint of Valspar paint at £2.80, 5 litres of Berger, Weathercoat emulsion paint at £11.50, 2.5 litres of emulsion at £5.25, 1 litre of sand and sealer at £3.80, and 2.5 litres of sand and sealer at just £9.30. They've got shovel handles at £2.35, and they've got lots more besides. Come along and see their wonderful window display. And Brennan's are now suppliers of all winter fuel, with grade A coal at £6.50 per bag, American coal at £5.50 per bag, Lignite at £4.50 per bag, and slack at just £3.50 per bag, and they offer free delivery. Oh yes, you'll find this and a lot more at Brennan's of Market Square, Castlebar. Remember, their clearance sale is on from the 16th to the 30th of October.
So, tell us...
True, you ride the finest horse I've ever seen.
Hello, Park Foy Manager Drummond Doustad and Riding Centre Westport here again. Would you like to learn to ride in comfort on well-schooled and cared-for horses and ponies with a qualified, experienced instructor at an attractive rate? Then contact us as soon as possible at 098-25616 and enroll in one of our riding courses, which take place in our indoor school. Morning, evening and night courses will be held. Prompt booking is advisable to avoid disappointment. Remember, whatever the weather, you can ride in comfort at Drummond Doustad and Riding Centre Westport. Phone 098-25616.
Ride on.
Ford's Limited, the Squire of all roads, for the best value and selection around. Ford's Limited now have in stock a large selection of the latest designs in curtain nets and cushion materials. They also have a large range of ready-to-hang curtains and fitted pleated bedspreads. Now on special offer at Ford's, Continental Plugs in 13.5 tug with a lovely range of covers to match. And with the station starting soon, Ford's Limited, Chunky and Mirage. Also all accessories stocked, knitting patterns and needles, etc. Special offer for 1 week, Bonine double knitting, tweed and all colours stocked at 80 pence per 50 gram ball or £14 per kilo. Ford's Limited is the house for all the family. A visit to Ford's Limited modern well-stocked bar is a must for a relaxing drink and compare their usual off-sale bargains. Remember Ford's, the Square in Ballyhonus, where their motto was quick sale, small profits. And their phone numbers are 0907-30013 and 30143 for more details.
Are you having a draft problem? If so, why not contact Jordan Windows Ballyhonus? They supply and install PVC, aluminium windows and doors, porches, patio doors, conservatories and shop fronts. Glass cut to size and fitted if required. So now that winter is nearly here, get prepared for the cold weather and give Jordan Windows of Ballyhonus a call today at 0907 30641. And remember, with Jordan's, they will supply you with a quotation without any obligation. So for a job well done, make sure to go along to Jordan Windows in Ballyhonus.
Castlebar, I'd like to introduce you to the M&M man here. I'd like to tell you a little bit more about his Power 2 promotion.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, delighted we are indeed with the response we've had from this sale. It's the first sale we've had since we opened, and I think people did realise that it was a genuine effort on our behalf to give some value to those who needed something in the Power 2 line. So, we have a few planes, a few circular saws, sanders, drills, and I think we have one or two jigsaws left. Why not give us a call for value and service at prices that you can afford. That's M&M DIY. We're right here in the center of Castlebar.
The Old Head Hotel in Lewisburg is the ideal venue for your wedding reception. It is situated in a beautifully scenic area of County Mayo. Bookings are now being taken for weddings, dinner dances, 21st birthdays and functions. So why not give them a call today at 098-66021 or 66022. That's the Old Head Hotel in Lewisburg, County Mayo.
When it comes to savings, personal pensions, life assurance and lump sum investments, the name to remember is Tommy Staunton's office at Ellison Street, Castlebar and the Octagon in Westport. Telephone 094-21178 and 098-25922. Tommy has a fabulous lump sum investment opportunity available right now. So should you have funds available to you, then put them to work immediately and call Tommy Staunton today, and remember, all investments are completely tax-free. That's Tommy Staunton's offices, both at Ellison Street, Castlebar and the Octagon in Westport.
Welcome back after the commercial break, and indeed after our Angelus. It's 9 minutes after six, and let's say good evening to our final competitor in Hangman, and it's going to be Annette Finn from a place called Ballyglunin, which is in the county of Galway. Hello to you, Annette.
Hello.
How are things?
Not too bad.
That's good. You're no stranger when it comes to Hangman.
No.
What's the weather like up in Ballyglunin this evening, Annette?
Terrible.
Is it terrible?
Yeah.
Proper miserable altogether?
Pouring rain.
Oh, well, Lord God, pure depression.
Yeah.
Will you be coming to our awards concert? No free tickets for the awards concert.
I haven't. That's what I'm doing it for.
It is not. No, there's no tickets for the awards concert tonight anyway. Whatever about next Saturday?
The one is for the 28th.
What?
The one is on Wednesday the 28th.
It is, yeah. So possibly next Saturday we might be giving you a chance, but not this week anyway.
I do.
No, I can't. Oh, I'd be killed. Oh, stop.
Why would you be killed?
It's worth more than me job to me, so it is. Oh, I can't do that. I'll have to give you two passes for Big Tom, yes.
No, I don't want Big Tom.
Well, I can give you two passes for the awards concert. It is, yes, but you'll have to wait for two passes. Do you want?
Give them to me this week.
No, I can't do that. I can't.
You can.
Sure, the passes are all gone and they'll kill me.
Why would they kill
you? Huh? Oh, they would kill me. I can't give out any passes on the air.
That's not fair.
Next week, Annette. Next week now, in all fairness to me. Next week. I'm not bad now, in all fairness. Do you want to leave your hangman until next week?
No.
You're going to try your case this evening?
I will.
All right, and win something. What type of hangman have you lined up for me?
It's a bend.
A bend?
Yeah.
Are they a country and western bend?
They were a country bend.
And what are they now? Are they on the road or are they gone pop or what?
They're not on the road now, I think.
They're on the road now. Good,
no.
Girl. They're not?
No.
Okay, right. What? Oh, are they Irish? They are.
Yeah.
How many letters in their first name?
There's four words.
Right. How many letters in the first word?
Three.
Three in the first, right.
Five in the second.
Right.
Five in the third.
Right.
And eight in the fourth.
Oh, Lord. First word, by any chance, would it be the?
Yeah.
Good. Any more E's in it, Annette?
Well, let's see now. The second one in the second word.
Second letter, second word is E?
Yeah, and the last one in the third word.
Last letter in the third word is E as well.
And that's all.
Okay. How about an O?
The second one in the third letter.
Second letter in the third word, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third one in the fourth word.
And the third letter in the fourth word.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Right. S.
Yeah.
Good.
The first one in the fourth word.
Right.
And that's all.
Okay. H.
Yeah.
Where?
The second one in the fourth word.
Right.
That's all. Oh, no. Yeah, it is. That's all.
And that's it?
Yeah.
W.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The fourth word.
Alright. So what we can say to you now is that the first word is the.
Yeah.
Then it's something show band.
Yeah.
We've that much right anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any more A's in it?
No.
No more A's.
No, one gone.
No, because you see I've got A anyway in bend. So you see.
That's not fair.
We can play it smart now, you see.
That's not fair.
Well, all my chances are gone anyway, but look at, how about an N? Any more N's? No more N's.
No.
So it's the something show band. An Irish group. The,
That's a chance gone.
Which one?
There isn't another A in it.
But there is, because there's an N in band, you see.
So you're not being fair.
I am being fair.
You are not.
That's being quite fair.
You are not.
How about an R?
An R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
The third one in the second word.
Third letter in the second word?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
How about an L?
An L.
Hmm.
No L.
All right. Well, no, I'm shot down once anyway. What shall I say to you at all? C.
Pardon?
C.
C.
Yeah.
It's the fourth one in the third word.
Fourth letter in the third word?
Yeah.
Right. What will this be at all? I.
No I.
No I.
Two chances gone.
Yep. M.
M. Where's no M either.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. No, I don't want to know.
Oh.
D.
D.
Yeah. Any more of them?
A D. The first one in the second word.
First letter in the second word is D. T.
T.
Yeah.
No T.
No T at all?
No.
So I'm on my last chance.
Yeah, one more chance.
All right. Well, I don't know what to go for at all. The something dare, the dare something show band.
I don't know. I'm not giving you any clue.
Right. All right.
One more letter.
One more letter. The, what? Wait now a second now. Oh, heck. Why?
Yeah.
Where's the Y?
It's the third one in the second, third letter.
So it's the something, all right. J.
Yeah.
Okay. First letter in the second word.
Yeah.
So it's the something Joyce show band.
Yeah.
D-E-R, blank blank.
Yeah.
What would it be at all? Oh, I'll never get this right, so I won't.
Come on.
I better take a chance, yeah. Any more bees in it, by the way?
No.
No more bees.
You're gone.
I am not, because there's a bee in Bend.
Come on, no more bees in
anyway. There's a bee in Bend, you see.
Come on, you're not being fair.
Let me see now. Let me see. The why?
No.
Sugar. I have a Y in Joyce, of course. I have a Y in Joyce. So I'm not gone yet. What could it be at all?
Come on, you get one more chance.
I know, yeah. The
Your time will soon be up, come on.
Oh, I have no time limit.
Yes.
The sugar. I'll try G.
No!
They're gone! What is it?
The Derek Joyce show event.
Oh. So that means there should have been... Oh, right. D-E-R-E-K.
Yeah.
Right.
They're from Waterford.
Right. We'll call it quits, though.
Right, I won.
You've won, yeah, but you haven't
won...
Passes
to the 28th.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You've been unfair.
I am not being unfair.
You are awful unfair.
Well, I'll tell you what, so. I'll tell you what now, in all fairness. Let us think about it. I'm not going to say yes or no to you, but ring us back next week.
Right.
And we'll see then, because I don't even know at this stage if there are going to be passes given out.
Right, but will you play something from Daniel O'Donnell?
Oh, by all means, by all means. We can organise that for you, all right.
And for everybody I know around here.
Okay, Annette.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye to you. God bless. Bye-bye. There we go. Annette Fine, or Annette Finitis from Ballyglunin in the county of Galway. That wraps up our hangman for this evening, but keep the requests and dedications coming in. We'll be right back. something called A Job of Journey Work, a nice piece of instrumental music from Foster and Allen, and it's a very special dedication for a young lady called Siobhan Carley, who is 9 years old today, and this comes in with lots and lots of love from your daddy over in London, Siobhan, and daddy hopes to see you in a couple of weeks' time, and it's also for Stephen, John, for Mammy, and for Granny. So that's a nice surprise for you, Siobhan, to think that your daddy is thinking of you all those miles away, and he'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. He asked for Daddy's Girl from T.R. Dallas, which unfortunately I do not have, but I'll try and root out something nice and something appropriate for you before 7. Alice's Harbour Barnacle Sound, they've got the big pool competition, and that is on every week. On Sunday the 18th, it's Alice's Bar's team against Sawlia. On Tuesday the 20th, Mulrany Bay Hotel versus Nevins. On Thursday the 22nd, McLaughlin's versus Daly's. So why not go along to Alice's Harbour Bar for an exciting week. Nevins Lounge and Bar in Newport. On Saturday, they've got the Groin Whale Cayley Bend, and one more pub in our pub roundup, and that's McLaughlin's Bar in Acle Sound, where they've got a 25-car drive, and that's on Friday nights at 9 p.m. sharp, and it's starting in actual fact on Friday the 23rd of October. Here's a few words about Big Tom.
Are you game for a really good night out? Then if you are, you should come along to the Midas Nightclub on this Saturday night, because we proudly present on stage the King of Country and Irish Music. Yes, folks, it's the one and only Big Tom and his super band, The Travellers. Remember, it's reduced admission up to 11:30, and we've got late bar. So this Saturday night, make sure to come along to Midas Nightclub in Ballyhonus and be entertained by the King himself.
Where are you going tonight, Mary Ann? To what time if you're coming home? You sure look pretty in your new satin dress. I'll miss you the minute you're gone. Don't worry about me, 'cause I'll be on my knee the moment I turn out the light. And I'll pray that the dreams I'll be dreaming of you don't turn into nightmares tonight. And I love you, Camilla, high water. I know you can help what you do. I wonder if I'm part-time crazy, or am I a full-time fool? Where are you going tonight, Mary Ann? I'll keep a light in the hall. It's better to know that you're mine now and then than ever to have you at all. I'll keep on living my life just for you, so love me whenever you can. You're not a one-man's woman, but I'm just a one-woman's man. And I love you, Camilla, high water. I know you can help what you do. I wonder if I'm part-time crazy, or am I a full-time fool? And I love you, Camilla, high water. I know you can help what you do. I wonder if I'm part-time crazy, or am I a fool?
Singing there from Seamus McGee from his My Donegal Shore LP, Where Are You Going To Tonight, Mary Ann? Western Pride Halloween Social in the Valcomburg Hotel Ballinrobe on Sunday night, the 25th of October. Music by Bross Walsh and his orchestra. Proceeds in aid of the rehab, and admission is just £3. Tickets for a weekend for two from London to or from Ballyhonus or Manchester from Knock, courtesy of Ryanair. And this is along with other super cash prizes. It's in the Town Hall, Claremorris, every Wednesday night at 9:30 in their big 25 car drive. Last week's winners were Dave Gibbons and Seamus Hopkins.